You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in. On a Friday, we say hello to you in the capital city. Jim and Trent, we roll all the way till 6 o'clock tonight right here on the Big Talker 1700. Terrific Friday show lined up. Steve Batterson, Quad City Times, will join us at about 4:20. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, comes our way at 4:40. Trent and Wolfgang throw it down at 5. And then Andrew Garda, Pro Football Weekly. We wrap everything up and get you set for the upcoming Super Bowl, Philadelphia against New England. My partner, how are you, pal?
Can't complain, Jimmy B. Excited for tonight. Going to have some good basketball here on the airwaves.
Yeah.
Oskaloosa with one of the top prospects in the country for the 2020 class. A young sophomore by the name of Xavier Foster. Him and his Oskaloosa teammates make their way down to Norwalk to take on the Warriors. They're ranked number 5 in Class 3A. Bowen Bourne, another really good sophomore. Little guy, just 5'10", doesn't weigh a whole lot. But he is a lot of fun to watch. Their senior point guard, Luke Vasky, very good player. So should be a good one tonight. We got the girls game up first and then the boys at about 7:45 here this evening on 1700.
Sounds like a great way to spend the night listening to the radio. Let's get into what we've got cooking today. We do have college basketball set for tomorrow. Iowa, Iowa State are all involved in games. But there is some news coming out of the Iowa football program. And this is about the time, Trent, where you see names start to pop up with kids leaving or transferring. Iowa no different. Quarterback Ryan Boyle says, look, I'm going to graduate and get out of here. He didn't play much, tried to play wide receiver just to get on the field. And to be honest with you, it's a smart move on his part so he can get a year and try to play someplace.
Yeah, no doubt, Jim. It's an opportunity to see the field. And going back to his career at Dowling Catholic, this was a guy that, you know, had athleticism, size, speed. It could do so many things on the field. And we saw Joel Anning go up to Iowa State, was able to play the quarterback position. Of course, this year we saw what happened, making the move over to middle linebacker. But when you watch those two guys in high school, they were very similar players. Now, Lanning was bigger, always had a little bit more size to his frame. But Boyle, even though he wasn't the biggest guy, had a lot of physicality to him. And he wondered, making that decision to go to Iowa, if it made a whole lot of sense with the way that they play offensively and the skill set that he had. Would Iowa adapt? Would they be able to move things around and take him and take a guy that has a lot of positivity to his game and adjust to what he did? It never worked. He made that move to wide receiver. You know, they were desperate for help there, and he still couldn't even see the field at that position. So you hope he finds a spot where he can play, get a little bit of playing time. That's what you're hoping for watching him out there. But in terms of Iowa, it's just he never made the impact I think a lot of people expected coming out of high school.
Right, I'm with you on that. Yeah, I mean, look, he was hoping to get in there and get a chance to be the guy, and it just never happened for him. And look, I want kids to have a chance to play. So what you do is you get out and you go play someplace else. Look, it worked for Jake Rudock. Now Jake Rudock's playing in the NFL. So I don't think Ryan Boyle is an NFL caliber quarterback. But I certainly think he could be a starter someplace, Trent. Do you?
Yeah. Going down to the FCS level, I think he could find a home and find a place that just it makes more sense for the skill set that he had. But yeah, it's funny, you know, how you talk about you don't care a whole lot about recruiting. That was one that I was never sure about. There were people that were steadfast that Ryan Boyle was going to play. He was going to be an impact. He was going to be a 2-3-4-year starter at the University of Iowa. And it is so difficult to translate and to see how these things translate to the collegiate field. And then you take the next step forward and you get to the NFL draft and how it's going to translate. Now, it's a 50-50 proposition, much like it is now pretty much across the board in the NFL. It's very similar in college. We see 4-5-star prospects that flame out. You see the guys that come in right away and, I guess I can see why that guy was a 5-star. You know, A.J. Epinesa this year, you saw it right away. You saw that talent. Alan Lazard at Iowa State, you could see it right away. So it is, yes, not exactly scientific. There are no such thing as sure things when you're talking about guys making that jump forward. But anymore, I think we have a pretty good glimpse of things. Boyle's one that just slipped through the cracks.
It's amazing to me that, you know, this happens all over the country. I mean, it's just not in the state of Iowa. It happens mm-hmm. everywhere. And guys end up going someplace else. And a lot of times, Trent, it translates into a pretty good story. I mean, you just referenced the Joel Lanning story and how well that translated. Now, look, I don't know if Ryan Boyle is going to play at a D1 school or if he's going to drop down to 1AA FCS, if you will. And if he does, I hope that he gets a chance to be the guy. I wish guys, you know, kids that are that talented of athletes, the need to succeed is great. And I don't think he ever really got the opportunity at the University of Iowa. And so you move on from it and you can take, classes since he's going to graduate. You can pretty much just take a light load and just concentrate on playing football. It's not a bad gig if you can get it.
Right. But has to graduate first and then go that route. So he's still got classes to finish up, and we'll see on that one. But, you know, you look at what they have coming in at that quarterback spot. He's still got 2 years of Nate Stanley. You start right there. The Peaches kid comes in with a lot of accolades, and hey, there wasn't playing time. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Still got Manziel sitting there too. So look, I don't know. I mean, look, it's one of those things where you wish the kid well, and we'll still keep tabs on him wherever he goes, just to see how his career unfolds. We did that with Rudock, but that was different because he went to play at Michigan, of course.
Right. Well, Jim, we got that going on. A Friday news dump, imagine that. University of Iowa is always good at those Friday news dumps. But Iowa will kick things off tomorrow in basketball as they take on Penn State. And really a game that we talked about a little bit throughout the week after the victory against Minnesota. Is this going to translate? Is this going to mean anything more for this Iowa basketball team? Or is it back to what they were? And you know, against Penn State at home way back in December, it feels like a million years ago. But you know, at that point, I think we should have saw maybe the path that this basketball team was taking. It was a game where it wasn't like they were never in it. They just never could get back over the hump. They never led in the game. Could just every time they cut it to four, Penn State to respond with a 4-0 run. It just never could get over that hump. And have they taken steps here? But on the other side for Penn State, this is a super important game for them. You know, Penn State, I don't think it's likely by any means that they're an NCAA tournament team, but they're at least hopeful. They're sitting right now 5-6 in the Big Ten. They have opportunities in front of them to pick up quality victories. They still play Ohio State. They still play Purdue. They still play Michigan. There's chances including two of those games at home, but they can't afford to lose to Iowa at home tomorrow.
No, they cannot. No, this is a must-win game for Penn State if they want to keep those slim hopes alive. And look, they already have the blueprint. They walked into Carver and won the game. And they also know that is Iowa going to play with the same intensity that they showed at home the other night in the victory over Minnesota? Or are they going to play like they have in other games, like they did at, say, Rutgers, and be disinterested and can't shoot a lick, and Penn State will roll them? That's what I mean. You just don't know which Iowa team is going to show up. Look, it's a nowhere season. It's a lost season for the University of Iowa basketball team. And I think the only thing that they could really concentrate on is just trying to get confidence and get better each game. But, Trent, we haven't seen that yet. We've seen nothing but a roller coaster ride from this team. We thought that, hey, look what they did at Illinois. Won that game in OT. Go to Rutgers. Oh, God, who are these guys? They were terrible in that game. And it's just been off and on, off and on. It's like a leaky faucet. You turn it off, and it stops for a while, and then it starts leaking again. And that's kind of what Iowa Hoops has been this year. Look, I like Penn State in the game. I'm just going to come flat out and say it.
Speaking of that, Jimmy B, so
yeah,
I know our friends out in the desert right now, they got a lot going on with it being Super Bowl week. And I just popped it open. I looked earlier this afternoon. There weren't any point spreads for the games, but they have popped up offshore.
Okay.
So let me scroll through here, and, well, let's start with that game. Point spread, Penn State, Iowa. It's America's favorite game. Jimmy B guess the point spread. What do you got, Brinson, Hawkeyes, and Nittany Lions?
I'm going to say Penn State 5.5.
Penn State by 5.5. All right. Let's scroll through here. Got to go a little higher.
Really?
Penn State's favored by 8. Favored by 8. All right.
Now,
all right.
Trent, how much of an insult is that right there?
Oh, not much of what. They lost at home to Penn State.
I know they did. I know.
And you flip home.
Insult the injury.
You flip home court on both sides. Penn State's better than Iowa right now. That's not.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Not an insult at all. I don't see it that way. All right. Let's see. Drake goes to Bradley tomorrow evening. Drake at Bradley. Bradley fresh off a win against Loyola over the week. Drake, we know, kind of circling the drain right now. Bulldogs and the Braves. Jimmy B, guess the line.
5.
Bradley by 7. All right, you're getting a little better.
Well, you missed a little better.
Missed
all
the first one by 3.5. This one only by 2. Okay.
Hey, I'm closing in. I'm closing it. I'm surrounding it.
All right, let's go next. The first game of the afternoon, you and I will be hosting Indiana State, talking about a team circling the drain. That has been offensive execution out of the Panthers. They're in the McLeod Center with Indiana State coming to town. Jimmy B, guess the line.
UNI 2.
UNI by 4. All right, only missed that one by 2. Right. We wrap up with your team, the Iowa State Cyclones. They make their way to Waco to take on the Baylor Bears. Iowa State at Baylor, Jim.
Baylor 6.
Higher.
What?
Higher.
7.5?
Higher.
9?
Yes. Opening line. That one.
Wow.
But Jim, all right. We know how good Iowa State looked against West Virginia.
Yep.
They looked incredibly good. They were excellent in that game. When have they played well on the road? Yeah, they played well against Kansas, I guess. But didn't look great against Texas. TCU.
Oklahoma State.
Yeah. I mean, Oklahoma State, how good are they? Baylor still has plenty of talent. 9, though, that was my initial reaction as well. 9 seemed a little hefty. They were a 9-point dog. I like Iowa State. I like them at first glance, certainly getting the points in this spot. But Baylor, that's another team going the wrong way at this point, as they've dropped, what is it, their last 4 and 6 of their last 7. Mm-hmm. They're going the wrong way. A lot of close losses in there, but still, 9 seems – but, hey, they didn't build those casinos by handing out money, Jimmy B. The guys in the desert know what they're doing.
They do. Look, I'm not giving out false hope because, as I referenced about the roller coaster of Iowa, Iowa State's the same way. Mm-hmm. There's not really that much difference between the two teams. So they play a horrible home game against Tennessee. Then they come back with a terrific home game against West Virginia. So which team is going to show up? Trent, it's a coin flip. You just don't know. How are they going to get off the bus and in beautiful Waco, camped out on the Brazos River? I don't know. But 9 does seem a bit hefty to me.
We will see. Opening lines are out for college basketball. We'll be talking football lines a little bit later on with our buddy Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. But next, we're talking Hawkeyes. Get some more thoughts on Ryan Boyle making his decision to leave Iowa Hoops, and a little bit more coming up. On the other side, Steve Batterson from the Quad City Times. He'll join us in a big game happening over in his neck of the woods. Joe Weisskamp, the top 40 player committed to play at Iowa, he's taken on another top-level prospect, a grade younger, a junior, DJ Carton from Bettendorf. We'll talk about that matchup, what he expects to see, and some Hawkeye talk on the other side. Steve Batterson joins us on Jimmy B and TC.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
The Animal Rescue League of Iowa is looking for people who can give an adoptable pet a break from the shelter for 1 week, 1 month, or more. Fostering a pet through our shelter getaway programs for cats, dogs, and even horses allows you to help homeless pets without the lifetime commitment. So whether you are longing for pet companionship but can't commit long term, or you are able to make room for one more on a short-term basis, we need you. Visit ARL-Iowa.org to learn more.
It's time to think spring because Iowa's original RV show is coming to the Iowa State Fairgrounds Varied Industries Building February 1st through 4th. Come in and see what's new for 2018 and compare prices and features on motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, fold-downs, and toy haulers. One level packed with the latest models from Central Iowa's largest RV dealers. Admission adults $7, children $4. Thursday is Senior Citizens Day, just $6. Discount tickets available at iarvshow.com. It's all at the Iowa State Fairgrounds Varied Industries Building February 1st through 4th. Iowa's original RV show. Think spring!
Cumulus Media and the American Heart Association invite you to join us for the 25th Annual Heart Ball presented by Iowa Heart Center in Mercy along with Unity Point Health Des Moines on February 10th at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center. This fun event will highlight how far we've come in the fight against heart disease and stroke and how you can help make our community a healthier place to live, work, and play. Learn more, purchase tickets, or make a donation at heart.org/DSM Heartball. That's heart.org/DSM Heartball. We'll see you there.
I'm live from inside a perfectly paired gift box from Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries, and it is big. A crane lowers 2 dozen roses inside, and up top, huge dipped berries are coated with chocolate chips. I do love berries.
This Valentine's Day, think inside the box with a perfectly paired gift. Visit ProFlowers.com now and enter code 5454 for 20% off gifts over $29. Offer expires 2/13 or while supplies last. Discount cannot be applied to shipping and handling fees. See ProFlowers.com for details.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We take you all the way to 6 o'clock tonight, and as advertised, Steve Batterson, Quad City Times, is our guest. He's been on the show many, many times. It's always interesting with Steve because we have the, as Trent likes to say, the Friday news dump by the University of Iowa. Steve, how are you, and how do you respond to the news? Yeah, we're doing great. How do you respond to the news of quarterback Ryan Boyle? Been whispered, but now it's official.
Well, I don't think I'm overly stunned. I think that, Ryan has kind of been a round peg in a square hole, if you will, since he arrived at Iowa. And, I think he's a kid that wants to be on the football field. And with Nate Stanley coming back, the chance wasn't going to be there this fall.
Moved around a little bit, tried to make a run at wide receiver position. And Steve, it's funny, right at the end of that spring practice, he catches a touchdown, and it leads to a summer of speculation. Maybe this is a guy that's going to be able to help out that depleted group. It never worked. You watched him in high school, had physicality to his game, but the run element was a big part of it. And I think we see that Iowa, though Brad Banks had a great year in 2002, there's a certain type of quarterback that's going to get the benefit of the doubt in Iowa City.
And there's certainly more built around having that pro-style guy. And, certainly Nate Stanley, that was to his advantage last fall when he beat Uyghurs out for the opportunity, along with Boyle and others. And, if you look at the backups that are there now after both Boyle and Tyler have taken off, you've got a 6'3 kid in Peyton Manziel who's a drop back pro style kind of guy, and then you've got a 6'5 freshman coming in Spencer Petras, who's very similar in style and experience. And I think that they wanted to take a good look at Ryan Boyle. They loved his athleticism. There was no question about that. And he did so many good things at Dowling I think they saw an opportunity for him to compete, but it just never really fit with what they wanted to do. To his credit, he wanted to be out on the field. Ironically, his only playing time as a Hawkeye came late in that win over Iowa State in 2016. He didn't have any stats in the game, but that was actually the only game he appeared in over the past three seasons in Iowa City. And I think the handwriting obviously was on the wall. This is Nate Stanley's car right now, and he's going to be the guy with the keys to it until he proves otherwise. And for both Boyle and Tyler Uyghurs, I think, if you're in that position, and quarterback is a different position than a lot of positions on the field, you want to play. And, Uyghurs is obviously at Eastern Michigan, and we'll see where the road leads Boyle after he completes his undergraduate work this spring. But, I think it's a chance for him to get out on the field. He still has two seasons of eligibility left, so he certainly will be in a position to go in and help a program for a couple of years.
Do you see him going FCS? Would that be where he might have the fastest way to become a starter?
I think that probably makes the most sense on the surface. But as spring ball progresses, there may be some other opportunities that might pop open as well. Certainly I think probably with the timing of it, there is a history of FCS programs providing landing spots for quarterbacks, and certainly he'll have his pick of a few because he's certainly a good enough athlete, and his skills at quarterback are certainly good enough to step in at that level and play and thrive.
Talking right now, Steve Batterson from the Quad City Times, taking a look at the Hawkeyes with Steve. From football over to some basketball, Penn State's next on tap, but before that, Steve, a future Hawkeye is going to be on the hardwood tonight. Joe Weiskamp against a guy that many Hawkeye fans hope is a future Hawkeye in DJ Carton. Tell us about that matchup over there in Eastern Iowa.
Yeah, these are a couple of teams that are kind of down the pecking order a little bit in the MAC. Both of those guys are surrounded by some talent that in Bettendorf's situation with DJ Carton is a very young team that lost an awful lot from a year ago, and the depth at Muscatine is pretty shallow. Joe Wieskamp has been their guy, so they're going to be two terrific players on the court tonight, and whoever can kind of collect the most from the guys around him will probably put their team in a position to maybe have some success. For both Bettendorf and Muscatine, it's been kind of an up and down year, and a lot of that has to do with inexperience at other positions. And certainly Carton has had an injury that impacted things a little bit kind of mid-season, but he seems to be beyond that. And when he comes to play and when he's on top of his game, he's a pretty good player. He's had a few nights where he's been a little inconsistent, but he's not putting up quite the numbers that Joe Wieskamp has put up throughout his career in Muscatine. What he's accomplished there is certainly commendable. And they had a nice win last week against a team out of Missouri that was 16-1 down at a shootout at Quincy. It's getting to be that time of the year that both of those guys are hoping to kind of lead their teams to some postseason success. And this has been a year in this part of the state where they're once you get beyond Iowa City West, there's been a really some kind of up and down play by a lot of teams, and it'll be interesting to see kind of who emerges over the next few weeks.
Steve, with that, is Wieskamp a kid you expect to come in, start right away? He's a shooting guard. Maybe you play a three-guard lineup, him and Isaiah Moss, a Bettendorf kid in his own right, Nicholas Baer back to the bench. That's the idea that I like most. Tell us when you've watched him play, is he that kind of impact guy you expect to come in next year and start for the Hawkeyes?
I certainly think he has that potential. I think he has, whether that happens right off the start next year, that'll be determined down the road. But I certainly think that I would be surprised if not by, mid-season if he hadn't worked his way into the starting lineup. And you're right, I could see him slipping into that Nicholas Baer spot pretty easily. They're pretty similar in terms of players. And certainly Baer has proven himself very worthy as a sixth man for Iowa. And I think that's one of those things that certainly, could provide some added depth at those kind of interior exterior positions, kind of swing spots that can make a difference.
Well, Iowa doesn't have Wieskamp, and they're coming off a nice win at home against a very depleted Minnesota team, but you take the W. Where is going to happen coming up at Penn State? Penn State already walked into Carver and won that game. Right now, Trent and I both agree that Penn State is a better team than Iowa. Do we see the Iowa team that showed up at home against Minnesota, or do we see an Iowa team that showed up at Rutgers?
Yeah, it's a great question. What we've seen is we've seen an Iowa team that hasn't been able to sustain any success lately. And to me, that's the big thing that we'll find out tomorrow. They certainly didn't do it last week at Nebraska. They came out and laid another egg against, a Cornhuskers team that certainly has improved over a year ago. And, this is a Penn State team that led Iowa from start to finish at Carver Hawkeye back in December. They're a team that has been good at home. They're 11-4 at home over the course of the season, and they're coming in off of a close loss to Michigan State the other night in East Lansing. And how they bounce back from that will be important too, because this is a Penn State team at 15-9. They've got some postseason possibilities out there for them, and if they want to be in that mix for whatever happens down the stretch in February and March, that means that you have to take care of business at home, and you certainly have to take care of business against an Iowa team that's sitting at 3-8 in the conference. And I think Iowa will they'll hang in there, maybe a little more so than what they've done following the flops that we've seen after the the Wisconsin win and the win at Illinois. And a lot of it's going to come down to you know, what they can do against Tony Carr. He was a player that Iowa wanted very badly in the recruiting process and wasn't able to land, and he's averaging about 20 points a game for Pat Chambers' team right now. So it's a game that if you're Iowa, if you have any faint hopes of NIT type talk, you gotta get this game. But to this point, they haven't shown the ability to kind of sustain anything from one game to the next. So that makes it a little improbable on paper, anyway, doesn't it?
It looks that way. I'm with you in that one, Steve. And you just wonder, going forward with this squad, if things continue to go south. It's a tough stretch coming up here. After this, it's Michigan State, Ohio State, and Michigan. It's not a very good Big Ten, but, well, those are the big good teams out of the Big Ten, along with Purdue. It could turn into a slippery slope here. You know, offseason will be a big one. What roster construction? Are there guys moving on? What they're going to do as it pertains to that? Steve, when you look at this program big picture, the contract extension given to Fran McCaffrey, I'm sure you saw the comments that Gary Barta made with the Des Moines Register earlier this week. Just your reaction overall about the future and the direction of Iowa basketball.
Well, I think, you know, clearly Gary Barta has mapped out the future that includes, you know, Fran McCaffrey being at the controls. You know, the dollar figures of the buyouts on that contract illustrate that pretty well. I do suspect there may be some roster changes during the off season. It's probably too early to pinpoint exactly who it will be, but you know, I think this probably is a program that you know, needs the addition of a grad transfer or something like that. Particularly if they can find one at the point guard position that could make a difference, that would, you know, to free Jordan Bohannon up to move him to the two and you know, let him really maximize his skills. He's done a terrific job of doing what he's been needed to do on this basketball team, but, you know, I think the sky's the limit with the kid if you can put him in a position that he probably is more apt to play.
Having a great conversation right now with Steve Batterson, Quad City Times. Steve, we'll let you go on this one then. The way this season has played out for the basketball team, you referenced if they have any hope at all of the NIT. Do you really think that the NIT would come calling on this team or not?
I think it depends how they play down the stretch. You know, I think certainly, you know, once you get beyond Penn State, those next three games you referenced earlier with the Spartans, the Buckeyes, and the Wolverines, you know, if Iowa can do anything against any of those three teams, and you know, certainly that's unlikely sitting here today, but if that were to happen and Iowa were to be able to maybe get a little traction down the stretch here, you know, I think there are possibilities out there. I wouldn't label it a likelihood at this point. You know, certainly I think any Big Ten team that finishes a game or two over 500 on the season, I think they're going to get a pretty good look from the NIT. I think the conference still carries enough weight to justify that from the even the revised selection process that tournament has. But I certainly think that with as many young players that are on Iowa's roster, any sort of postseason opportunity would be a good one.
Good call. Agree with you there. Hey, Steve, always good catching up with you. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk again soon.
You bet. Take care, guys.
Steve Batterson, Quad City Times, joining us here on the program today. Well, Jimmy B, it's been about a month since we talked with our man Lee Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some props for us, his Super Bowl picks. You got your pencil out to take some notes?
You know me, man. When Lee talks, I listen. He's like E.F. Hutton to me. You know how that goes.
Who's E.F. Hutton?
It was come on, you remember those commercials. That was right in your prime. If E.F. Hutton talks, you listen. Come on, that was a TV commercial. Don't give me that.
Don't
tell me it was back in 1945. No, it was right in your wheelhouse in the 80s.
I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't.
Are you serious, really?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. That was their slogan. It was like a stock firm.
Okay.
I'll take your word for it. Like Schwab. Yeah.
Well, it didn't resonate with a 5-year-old
man. Obviously, you missed that one, yeah.
I guess so. We'll come back, and we will listen to a guy that knows what he's talking about. Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports is next on Jimmy B and TC.
The Dave Ramsey Show on 1700 KBGG is provided by Bowman Shaw Tax and Financial Planning in West Des Moines. They can custom tailor a winning strategy for your money to make the most of your investments and pay the least taxes on your income.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Walk to prevent suicide. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and participate in an Out of the Darkness community walk. Register for a walk near you at outofthedarkness.org. Suicide takes an enormous toll on families, friends, coworkers, and entire communities. Walk to raise awareness. Walk to raise funds for research, education, advocacy, and programs to support people impacted by suicide. Walk to save lives. Go to outofthedarkness.org today.
Sponsored by CeCe's. Now at CeCe's, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, included with your buffet. Just five and change at CeCe's. Dine-in only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. It's New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
You can help plant the seeds of hope in the Heartland. Imagine how an at-risk child's life can change when one small act of kindness leads to an entirely different path. Wildwood Hills Ranch is transforming the lives of at-risk children, one heart and one child at a time, through year-round character, leadership, and teamwork training. Frederick Douglass was right. It is better to build strong children than repair broken men. Help forge a path by sponsoring an at-risk child today. Learn more by visiting wildwoodhillsranch.org.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock right here on the Big Talker 1700. You know, one of the things that we love during the course of college football and NFL football is Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. And he's a regular on the show and has been now ever since Trent and I have worked together over several years. And we hate it when the football season comes to a close because we don't get to talk to him anymore. But he is on the line with us right now as Lee is going to set up how he thinks the game is going to go on Sunday. And, of course, he's got prop bets as well. Lee, we miss you, pal, and it's just great to have you back on the show.
Yeah, it's a sad day. it's, you know, it's just one of those things that happens. And at least it's not like, you know, when the NBA season ends and, you know, I got to talk to my wife for 2 months straight and can't watch any sports. I'm not a real big baseball fan anymore after living here in Miami. But we'll get together. We'll do it also the day before the March Madness breaks out. Okay?
Looking forward to that. I'm a college basketball junkie, Lee, but it is a sad time when football yep. goes away for the year. It happens every season, yet I think it hits all sports fans every single year as well. So here we are with the Super Bowl, and I want to start with something just kind of general for you. It's the last game of the year. You want to get down. You want to have a bet out there. But if for a lot of people, maybe this isn't the one where you jump in or you're trying to get right at the end of the year. You still have to do your work. You still have to do numbers. You can't just go out there wildly firing at the game because it's the last one, right?
Yeah, you can't go crazy. I mean, it's not something that I would play big, you know, during the regular season. So, yeah, I mean, I have a conviction on the game. I do feel that one side is probably the right side, but, you know, anything can happen. I mean, I've had games where I knew about three or four players weren't playing and key players, and they still lost that game. So, yeah, just a crazy, crazy time. And I do think, though, that Philadelphia is probably the right side in this game. I'm sure you guys are hearing the same thing from most of your listeners. Am I correct?
Yeah, a lot of people kind of jumping on that side. It seems like certainly the public, they're on the Eagles. And I do wonder if that's also a part of, I'm just sick of the Patriots for a lot of people, too.
Maybe a little bit, but, you know, here's something. Maybe karma is going to come back and finally get the Patriots. It usually gets people. We know that they videoed the St. Louis Rams for that first Super Bowl win they had. Mm-hmm. We know that, you know, Deflategate took place. So I don't think that really played it was the difference in them winning the game. But, you know, they also were very smug when they won the last Super Bowl. After coming back from being down 28-3, they end up putting 283 diamonds on those Super Bowl rings. So this game may play out different. We may see New England, which, you know, coach very well, two great coordinators also. They might come up with a great game plan, and they might take a lead. And then maybe Philadelphia figures them out. I just don't think this New England team has a whole lot of talent besides Gronk and Tom Brady. So, if Philadelphia's offensive and defensive line end up playing like I think that they can, and Nick Foles plays a fairly clean game, one interception or less, I think they might end up coming back, tying the game. And, you know, how great would this be if they win the game on the last play? And that happens. Don't be surprised if New England loses this game next year. New coordinators, tough transition, you know, they continually have to pick late in the draft, and they're not haven't been able to add too many real good pieces if they walk off into the sunset at the end of next year. So I like Philadelphia to win the game outright by 3 points.
Wow, okay. All right. You have that much confidence in Nick Foles, or do you have that much confidence in Philly's defense to control New England?
I think they can. I think their defensive line is special, and if that defensive line can get a lot of penetration and force New England to into 3- and 5-step drops, then I think that secondary can cheat up a little bit and they can make some plays.
All right, so there's one thing to make a pick on the game and lay the 4.5, grab the 4.5, whatever it is. It's another that makes a Super Bowl so much fun to me, and that are the prop bets. You can go crazy from national anthem to Gatorade color to MVP. There's different things offshore that you can do legally in Vegas. It's a different set, but a lot of different things out there, Lee. Again, when you're making these prop bets, what are you looking for when you're searching for the value?
Well, you use a lot of stats, and then I use what I've seen all season long. So I found a couple I like. I like Deion Lewis over 3.5 receptions. I also like Rob Gronkowski. I think over 5 receptions. I think he might catch 8 to 10 balls in this game. But one play against is Jay Ajayi. I think that the Eagles are going to use all 3 running backs in this game extensively and split that time there. And they have Jay Ajayi at 85 rushing and receiving yards combined. I like the under there.
Interesting. Okay, so you have a feeling that Philadelphia is going to use that many running backs. How about
Remember, LeGarrette Blount he played for them twice, so he's got to know their system. He might not. Yep. He might even be able to call what defense they're in when he's sitting back as a tailback. So that being the case, and also Corey Clement, he also is used extensively on third downs.
Okay, then take me to the wide receivers. And I asked you the question about Foles and the defense. Is Nick Foles going to be able to do what he did against Minnesota, throw the ball deep downfield and have success?
Maybe not put up 38 points, but I think he's going to have success. Okay. This New England defensive line I don't think is anything special. And, when you're picking up, Harrison from Pittsburgh and he's starting Nick Foles is a rhythm guy. A couple of years ago when he had that great year, 27 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions, played great. But the last 2 years, he's not only not playing, not practicing much because, they got a young quarterback. He's eating up all those reps. It's not like you have a guy who's in his last couple of years, like Tom Brady, who doesn't practice much early in the week. So he really had no time with the first team. And now he's really been playing the last 6 weeks, extensively with that first team. So I think he finally feels comfortable. And I'm not saying he's going to pick up where he left off because that performance was incredible in the conference championship game. But wouldn't shock me if he puts up 24, 27 points on this Patriots defense.
All right. Another fun part of the prop bets is cross sport. Do you get into those at all? There's a few that have jumped out to me. I was looking at, there's a cross-sport one with Wisconsin, Maryland, and college basketball. The points for the Badgers in the first half versus Tom Brady completions. One that's been getting a lot of run this week, Jordan Spieth birdies in the fourth round out at Waste Management against Zach Ertz. Anything of those cross-sports that you like?
Yeah, there was a couple. I like Tom Brady completions versus DeMar DeRozan. Points in their game on Sunday versus Memphis. DeRozan, I think, is a little bit of a slump now. I also like some of the fun ones, the national anthem. Pink singing the national anthem. Well, she's never sang it before. Nothing where I can find on YouTube. And, picking how long it's going to be is going to be tough there. But how about the color of her hair? If you pick blonde or white, it's even money. Pink or red is 2-1. And if it's green, remember she's an Eagles fan, you can get 4-1. So like that one. I like Timberlake. To come out in a hat at the start of the halftime show, that's -150. So should be a fun day, guys. Been a great year again with you guys, and we had a great year for our clients. Out of the 26 years in business, definitely one of the top 3 years we've ever had. 17 out of 21 winning weeks. They want to get the total on the game, our top 10 plays. Just use coupon code SAVE100 at ParamountSports.com. And how about this for the basketball? We've only had 2 losing weeks since we started in October. In fact, since January 1st, we've won 27 of the last 32 days. You want to get involved, use coupon code SAVE100. I'll also give you an NBA play today for free. We're that hot, and I want to show people how good we are in basketball. You want to get the free NBA play? Just call 800-400-9741. So 2 ways to win this Super Bowl weekend and for the basketball, ParamountSports.com. Or 800-400-9741.
Lee, it's always great, pal, and we will strike it up again as we get ready then for March Madness as well. Can't wait to have you on the show for that. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys.
Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, right here on the Big Talker 1700. He's so good, Trent, with what he does. I mean, that's why he's in that business, is because he is good. And it's kind of one of those things where, and it cracks me up, where he's talking about the prop bets. And I can't get involved with that stuff. You're much better of a degenerate than me when it comes to those things. Well, is Pink's hair going to be blonde, white, green, purple, chartreuse? I don't know. I just listen to the girls' music. That's all.
Well, I mean, it's not like I'm exactly stellar at this either myself. I was doing my accounting as we flipped the calendar here to February. Jimmy B, over the last couple of weeks in college hoops, I told you the other day I haven't been doing real well. Finally had a winning night last night. They've been few and far between. Yeah, I'm hitting 39% over the last 2 weeks. Ooh. So that shows you, even though I study it, I try it, there's no sure thing. You get up, you get down. You're never a winner at this stupid thing. I don't know why I do it. Well, I do know why. It's an entertainment tax. That's what I call it. I don't go out to the bars every night like you. I don't have many vices left in my life anymore. Tell my wife, hey, there's a little bit of money gone. It's not going to affect the mortgage. It's not going to affect the daycare bill. Just let me do this. Maybe I'll make a little. More than likely, I'll lose a little. But in the end, I had a little bit of fun. That's all that matters. Right, Jim? You're all about having fun.
I'm always about having a good time, pal. You know me. So that is good. I just can't get into it the way that you're so dialed in. And I mean, it's impressive, because every time we talk on the show, and I say something, you say, "Oh yeah, I might take a little taste on that tonight."
Some people would call it an addiction. Some people would not think it's nearly as funny as you do. But for those people, I say go eat mud. We'll be fine. We'll be fine over here. Well, coming up here to kick off the next hour, we got Wolfgang stopping by. We'll let Brinson do a little studying on his prop bets for the week. We got Wolfgang stopping by to kick off the hour. Andrew Garda will also be here from Pro Football Weekly, one of our favorites on the NFL. We'll get a breakdown of the Super Bowl. And then right after that, it'll be time for your picks, Jim Brinson. Confident this week? I'm just a game behind you.
I'm not worried. I am worried, because I hate losing at anything. Checkers, picks, baseball, football, it doesn't matter. I'm just not a very good loser.
5 o'clock hour is next here on 1700.
Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night football from Westwood One, only on 1700 KBGG.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. But Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast East 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
Hey guys, this is Nate Adams. You want to know where to go for the best Valentine's Day gifts this year? Go to Christopher's Fine Jewelry. It's a tradition for the men in the Adams family to visit Christopher's, because we trust their friendly, down-to-earth staff. No big sales pressure. They're happy to answer your questions and take the stress out of Valentine's Day shopping. Stop by Christopher's today at 3427 Merle Hay Road and tell them the Adams family sent you.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1135. 1-800-333-3333. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
Is your child an animal lover? Host their birthday party at the Animal Rescue League of Iowa. The birthday guests will experience a mock adoption and take home their own plush animal. There will be face painting and also a visit from cuddly animals. This two-hour birthday party will allow time for birthday cake, gift opening, and a tour of the facility. We are now accepting reservations for next month. Get more information at arl-iowa.org/birthdays.
Sponsored by CC's. Now at CC's, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, included with your buffet. Just $5 and change at CC's. Dine-in only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply.
Get super savings during Menards Super Sale. Save big on new flooring with Menards' huge selection. Choose from top brands, including Tarkett. Durable, easy-to-install sheet vinyl is available in a wide assortment of styles, so you can find the right one for your home. The Media Collection in three patterns is 79 cents a square foot. The Vibe Collection in three patterns is 109 a square foot during Menards Super Sale. Get super savings now through February 3rd.
Save big money at Menards.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Sponsored by CC's. Now at CC's, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, included with your buffet. Just $5 and change at CC's. Dine-in only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
I light the night for my dad.
I light the night for my daughter.
I light the night to end blood cancer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night brings together survivors and supporters to bring light to the darkness of cancer and to help fund life-saving research. About every 3 minutes in America, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Advances made in blood cancer research